It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It is the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie today. A welcome voice back on the airwaves. It's been a while since you sat in my chair and I sat in Adrian's chair.
I love being back.
Yes, and she especially loves coming back when it's a topic that she is very, very passionate about, aren't you? Today's topic, and I'll tell you what it is in a moment, but it is going to divide opinion. We put it up on Facebook about an hour and a half ago, and oh my God, now yourself and Amanda were looking after the comments, and Amanda rang me about an hour ago and she said, Jeremy, do me a favour. Didn't you, Amanda? Yes. She said, don't look at the comments that are posted on her Facebook page, which made me look at them, of course. And I looked at the comments.
It's like saying, don't think of a big white bear.
Yeah, or don't look at that car crash. You look at the car crash. Anyway, I looked at the comments and I am raging, fuming, absolutely fuming.
There's a good few people who actually agree with you,
Why didn't you show me those comments?
Because we didn't want to psych you up.
You want me to be angry. Anyway, it is the Opinions Matter podcast, broadcast live and recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. We put out about 5 or 6 episodes of this podcast a week. And I just want to say before we tell you about the topic, why not join us on our WhatsApp channel? That's where all the action is happening. When I say that, it's not much action. But you will get updates on when the show is live. You will get updates on the podcast. You'll get the podcast link before anybody else. So if you want to be part of our WhatsApp channel, simply text the words add me to 085-825-2626. Add me to 085-825-2626, and we'll send you back the link to be added on our WhatsApp channel. Now, today's topic. Most of the topics that we discuss on this show are brought up by you guys, but something happened to me on Friday, and after it happened, I actually contacted Katie sitting beside me here, and I explained to Katie what had just happened, and Katie said, we need to talk about this on the show. So today's topic is about something that I actually experienced that really, really annoyed me. And let me explain to you the situation. We went out for a family meal on Friday evening at about 5 o'clock. It was an impromptu meal, so it wasn't planned. We just happened to be out doing whatever, and we were hungry. We said, let's go for something to eat. So we went to a pizzeria restaurant. I won't name it at the moment. Maybe I will later, but we'll... At the moment, it's irrelevant. But it's a pizzeria that would be family friendly as well. You know, you get kids in it and stuff like that. Anyway, it was quite busy. And we were sitting there for about a half an hour before we got served. So by the time the waitress came over and took the order and all that, had the 3 kids with me. My youngest, who is 3, was restless because she was sick of sitting in the seat. You know how kids are. She started acting up. Now, she wasn't throwing things or anything, but just she could tell she was getting bored. And we're not iPad parents. You know me. I'm not an iPad parent. The kids do have pads, but they don't live off them. And she said, Daddy, can I look at your phone? So here was the option. Let her have the phone and we can have our meal in peace. Or don't give her the phone. She ends up acting up and the meal is ruined.
I don't believe there's one parent listening here who can say that they haven't done that.
That's what
that
annoyed me so much. There was a couple of people who commented on our Facebook page that really pissed me off. And anybody
about screen time. Sorry, any parent who says that they've never used a screen
bullshit.
To placate their child or to keep their child calm and distracted, that's crap.
Yeah,
it is pure crap.
Absolute bullshit. So I'm going to start off by saying this, that anybody who says, oh, I've never given my kids a screen, you don't have kids, number one. Or number two, you're absolutely lying. You are lying to your teeth because everybody does. Because sometimes you just need that bit of peace. Now, she's not a badly behaved child, but she was getting restless sitting
in
the seat. She's 3.
Yeah.
Sitting in the seat. She said, Daddy, can I look at your phone? So I gave her my phone. The other 2 kids didn't have phones or anything like that. And I'm going to play for you the volume of what it was at. Okay. So she watches this thing on YouTube.
Hard to know, but you can play the volume, but that's hard to tell in the context of a restaurant. So like you can put the volume there, but we're sitting in a quiet studio.
I'll put the volume up to my because I know what volume it was at. So let me see. So it's a video where a girl plays a doll. So let me just see.
What's in this one?
So that's the video.
More shells I see.
Okay. So originally I had it down lower, and she couldn't hear him. She said, "Daddy,
what
can
is
you-
that?"
That's called Anya and Elsia. It's a kid. That
oh
plays.
my daughter watches that as yeah. Anya Elsia. Anya oh, they annoy yeah. me so much.
So it keeps her quiet.
My daughter watches it too.
So was that that volume? It was originally lower, and she said, "Can you turn it up a bit?" So I turned it up for a bit, and about 10 minutes, and you could see the couple that were sitting opposite us. And I hope they're listening to this. I really hope they're listening to this. You could see them rolling the eyes and all that, and going, typically a couple that don't have kids, you know. And we're out for a meal together. Now, if you want to go out for a romantic quiet meal, don't go to a pizzeria on a Friday afternoon. You know, bring her to the Shelbourne or something like that where there's not going to be kids. But they were rolling their eyes. I could see them. My wife couldn't because she had their back to them. But they were rolling their eyes. And finally, the woman, Karen, let's call her, because she was an absolute Karen, says, "Is there any chance you could lower that down? We don't want to hear Peppa Pig when we're having her meal." Now, it wasn't Peppa Pig, by the way. And I said, "No, there actually isn't." And they start huffing and puffing. It was in such an embarrassing situation. But I thought to myself, fuck off. Now, I should have actually said it to them that day, but I didn't want to curse in front of the kids. But I'm saying it now because, as you know, this is a very popular podcast. I'm sure this will get back to them. Fuck off.
Yeah, I'm divided here. I'm divided because I know the struggle is real. Trying to sit and enjoy a meal with young kids, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it wasn't that loud, right.
No, it was. I'm going to be brutally honest. There's no point in me lying about this.
Yes.
There's no point in me lying about it because...
Was it loud enough that they could hear not only...
They would have been able to hear it. Yes, they would have been able to hear it.
Not hear it. Would they have been able to hear what was being said on the video?
I don't know. Okay, the tables are quite close together. So the table was about maybe 3 meters away.
If it's loud enough to distract them and they genuinely were distracted, then it's too loud. They are paying customers as well.
Yeah, no.
And I do get your struggle, but what about headphones? Was there a compromise? Could you not stick a pair of headphones on?
Well, sorry, what am I, a magician? Just pull headphones out. First of all...
be prepared. I bring headphones out.
Well, no, I said at the start it was an impromptu meal. We weren't planning on going for a meal, so we didn't have anything like that. It was just luckily that my phone was charged enough. So I don't carry around headphones with me. And secondly, she doesn't really like headphones, as most 3-year-olds don't like having headphones.
My daughter loves her headphones.
Really?
She's a little Peppa Pig headphones. She adores them, yeah. Maybe I'm just lucky, but I get the struggle. But at the same time, you know, if it was loud enough to distract.
What distracts you, Mia?
If it was loud enough to disturb them. If it was loud enough to disturb them, then they are paying customers too. Like, if they don't want to sit there and listen to Pep or... And listen, that video you just played, by the way, that Anya and Elsie, the little one playing with the dolls,
yeah.
My daughter loves that and it is mind-numbingly frustrating to listen to.
Oh, of course it is, yeah.
I get, if you're not a parent, how that could be really irritating in the background if it's loud enough.
Okay, but my point is, and here's the bottom line, you can argue, by the way, I'm prepared to take criticism for you all on this, if I am in fact in the wrong. I don't believe I'm in the wrong. I don't for 1 minute believe I'm in the wrong. Now, had this been the week before, myself and my wife went out for afternoon tea, because Adrian was slagging me over this, and we were in the, what's the name of the hotel again? We were in the Westbury. Now, when you go to the Westbury for afternoon tea, you don't expect that kind of thing. You don't expect to be listening to Anya and Elsie. But this was a pizzeria on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock. It may as well have been Eddie Rockets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand that. But what I'm saying is if you have a couple sitting beside you and it's loud enough to disturb them, regardless
disturb
of...
Disturb them?
Okay, it's not McDonald's. I just think if there's a compromise... You know, turn it down a little bit so that it's not annoying people beside you. I would be, if I go out with my kids and they have their iPads or whatever, and I don't want anyone saying, iPads this, because like we said earlier, no parent in this world has not used the screen to keep their kids.
And my argument is to the Karen that was sitting opposite us and to the Karens who were giving out about this, yeah? When you go on a plane, when you take your child on holidays, I can guarantee you bring a pad for the kids on the plane, don't they?
Yeah.
But
what I'm saying to you, your kids aren't the only people in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. And I get the frustration as a parent. You want to sit. That's why we just dine and dash, because with young kids, well, she's a bit older now. She's just gone 4, so it's not too bad now. But when they were smaller, you eat and you run. You don't sit around. It's not fair on them. They get bored. They get fed up. They get frustrated. But there are other people in that restaurant as well. And if that is loud enough for them to be able to hear what the words are being said in the video, then it is too loud. And some people want to get away and have something to eat to escape that noise.
So go to a pizzeria on a Friday. Okay, fair enough.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Anya, what do you want to say on this? Are you on my team on this one?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of what she, the way she, that woman behaved in the restaurant?
It was an embarrassment. Like, I wonder if she had kids, and when whatever age her kids were, I wondered, did she or does she do the same thing?
I believe, no, well, first of all, I don't think she... You can always tell people on you that don't have kids. You can always tell them. It's the same people that when you're queuing up to get on a plane at the gate at an airport, they're looking at you going, I hope I'm not sitting beside these people. People that don't have kids, they just don't get it. They don't understand it.
No.
And I'm sorry, if you're going to a pizzeria at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, expect there to be kids there.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a family restaurant.
Now, you have a son. What age is your son?
My son is 19 months.
Okay, does he use the phone at all? Do you give him the phone? Do you let him look at things if he's getting out of hand?
Yeah, I do, I give my son screen time, Yeah, absolutely.
You are a horrible parent. That's what some people would say. You are a horrible parent.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit, isn't it? It's absolute bullshit.
Is. It is. Like, I give him screen time when he's getting a little bit restless when he's out. I give him screen time when he's at home and when I need to do things around the house. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Now, somebody said on our Facebook page, and I wanted to bring this up as well, Katie, when we were kids, we didn't have screens and we were quiet. Well, let me explain that to the person who said, I think her name was Siobhan that said it, yeah?
Okay.
That said, we didn't have screens when we were kids. First of all, when you were kids, in the 80s and the 70s and even in the early 90s, people didn't go out for family meals. People didn't go to restaurants years ago. So that wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing. You might have gone to the pub and you let your kids run around. But kids eat out more. Our kids eat out with us once a week, sometimes even twice a week. Yeah. Kids eat out a lot more. So stop comparing it to the 80s and 90s. We didn't have iPads in the 80s and 90s. You didn't eat out. In the 80s and 90s.
At the same time, people do have the right to go out for meals, regardless of where they're going. Okay, well, put that to Anya. With noise.
Well, Anya, there you go. The Karen in the restaurant had a right to a peaceful meal.
Yeah, well, if they want a peaceful meal, go somewhere else.
But unless it was a play centre, a soft play area. Like, I'm not saying don't put a video on for your kid, but if it's loud enough to distract, at the end of the day, it's everybody's space.
Yeah, I know, but at the end of the day, if they don't like where they are at that time, they can leave and go somewhere else.
But they shouldn't have to leave, is the point.
Yeah, and the child still has the right to have a bit of screen time.
Yeah, but nobody's saying don't have the screen time, but find a compromise where, you know, you're not distracting other or disturbing other people who are also paying good money for the meal.
Disturbing? How are you disturbing people?
Well, I mean, let's say you're trying to have a conversation with somebody and you've this Anya, Elsa, in your ear. That maybe this person has
Katie,
kids.
She came across as someone who was as Jeremy said, a complete character.
No, I know. Saying it and making smart comments and all that. Now, I would be inclined to just not even notice it now because I have kids. Well, maybe before I had kids, I would notice it. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that everybody has the right to be there, the right to pay for a meal and to sit in a nice environment and have their meal. Nobody's saying that Jeremy shouldn't have given his daughter the screen to camera. Absolutely, I would have done the same. But I probably would have either put off the volume or I would have brought headphones because I would be respectful and thoughtful of the fact that there are other people in the restaurant who are also paying for their meal. It's not, I'm sorry, Jeremy, your kids don't own the restaurant. They don't rule the restaurant.
No,
you could still give them what they want. You could still give them whatever they need
to
them.
Supposing, stay there for a second, Anya, okay.
The other people around you halfway and be like, geez, right.
You're really talking like you're not a mother. Supposing then in that same pizzeria, and the reason I'm saying this is because when we were leaving, there was a table over, now it's a huge pizzeria, there was a table over the other corner and there was a table of about 15 girls having a night out. It must have been a birthday party or something like that. And you know, have you ever been in a restaurant when there's a table of 15 women there?
Yeah.
Screaming and shouting and stuff like that. Is that any different?
No, and I would expect that if that was the case, somebody would be like, seriously, can you take it down a notch?
Like, yeah, there's no way you'd go to a table of 15 girls and go, can you take that down a notch?
But I would not. I also wouldn't say it to a mother of a who's trying to, because I'm not somebody who would get frustrated. But I'm just saying, you know, you have a bit, I think, of a sense of entitlement here. I think you're kind of saying, oh, my child. Not everybody has kids. Not everybody likes kids. Maybe this person went in and is having a conversation about something serious.
Kathy says, go more prepared for your kids' temper tantrums. Kathy, first of all, you're obviously not listening. I didn't say it was a temper tantrum. I said she was getting bored in the exact same way that you get bored sometimes listening to the show. You have your little temper tantrums. It wasn't a temper tantrum. She was getting restless. She wasn't screaming. She wasn't throwing things. And just to have a quiet meal, and you obviously don't have kids yourself if you don't understand,
Jeremy,
what it's like.
I think
so you can't be prepared. I said, I want to say this because I have to say this so many times because people are stupid. It was an impromptu meal. So we didn't have pads, we didn't have headphones, we didn't have pillows.
But you could you could have given it to her without the sound on it.
I did originally. I had the sound right turned down. She said, Daddy, I can't hear that.
Well, then put it up a tiny bit. And do you know what I would have done in that situation?
Yeah, go on.
I would have said, and this is exactly what I would have done. Don't start calling me parent of the year, but this is what I would have done.
Yeah, here we go. Mary Poppins says the answer now. Yeah.
I would have said, sorry, you're getting it this level, or I'm taking it off you. End of story. There's other people here. And you know what she would have done? She would have taken it because she would have known I was serious.
Okay, I'm glad you have
I'm
all
sorry,
the
you can't. Yeah. At the same time, other people have the right. You have such an sense of entitlement when
No sense of entitlement.
You have a massive sense of entitlement. And I believe, genuinely, in my heart, shoe on the other foot, if you were there with Sue and a family had their kids with their iPads with music or kids shows, but I think you would be judgmental and I think you would say, oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to listen to this. I think you would.
Go ahead, Jill.
Sorry, Anya saying that you would have given the child, just accepted that. Absolutely not the way it works. Have you ever tried going out with an autistic kid?
I can only imagine. And, you know, I have been in restaurants where, you know, children, it's clear that they have autism and people have no clue. And people do be tutting and rolling their eyes the whole lot.
Oh, here, I've gotten the stairs.
Oh.
So are you there, Jill?
My child called a brat.
Sorry, we're going to have to get you. We're going to have to, because I really want to hear that story. Can we get Jill back actually on that line, if that's okay? Because that is an issue about children with autism and people and their ignorance towards it. Let's have a listen to this voice note.
Yeah, come here. I don't know how I got it.
Oh, sorry. That's the last one here. This one here.
Good afternoon, guys. I think I might just do the Euro Millions tonight because the stars seem to be aligning. I never agree with Jeremy, but I agree with him on this one. He was dead right in his head to say, fuck off. And he was dead right to keep his cool in front of his kids because that bitch should have minded her own fucking business. And he's dead right. If they don't want to be annoyed by kids or anything like that, don't go to a pizza place, especially a family-friendly one. Go off somewhere else. Go off in the evening. Don't go off in the afternoon. You don't like it? Fuck right off. That's it. Fair play to you, Jeremy. Fair play to you.
I love hearing people agree with me.
This to me is kind of like a sense of entitlement on parents. Okay, I know it was a family.
Jesus, you are a parent.
No, I am a parent, but I think there is a sense of entitlement here from people with this kind of attitude. Fuck right off, I'll do what I want with my kid. This is a public space. And regardless of whether it's a family, why should somebody have to go out at 9 o'clock? Nobody's saying, the person's not saying, don't give your kid an iPad. I don't want your kid. It's simply saying, she said to you, sorry, could you turn it down a little bit? I don't think that's unfair and I don't think it's unrealistic.
Okay, Jill, now, sorry, we have you back on there. Jill,
sorry about that.
No worries. Tell me your story. You're an autism parent, is that correct?
I am. I'm a single mother. My daughter is nearly 10. Now, she's completely nonverbal and she suffers with anxiety in public places. So, do you know, I want to give her the experience of living in, say, the social reality. So, yeah, I do bring her to the restaurant. I do bring her to shopping centres. But in order to reduce her anxiety, I do give her the phone and that calms her completely, it grounds her. And, you know, I've had my child called a brat, I've been called a horrible mother. But at the end of the day, if you want to judge someone, take a walk in their shoes.
So have people, and this really gets me because I've seen this as well, where, you know, anybody with half a brain can spot a child that has autism and know the behaviours. I don't have children with autism, but I can spot the behaviours of children with autism and I know the difference between a badly behaved child and a child that has autism. Who has passed comment and under what circumstances has someone passed comment?
Okay, So I was in a pub in Mayo there last summer, and my daughter was watching Peppa Pig on the phone, absolutely obsessed. Now I know all the words to Peppa Pig. But some fella beside us just said, oh, that's disgraceful having her on the phone. She should be talking. And I was like, my child actually can't talk. What do you want about?
So your child is nonverbal?
Yep.
And this dickhead...
No, but his issue was... Sorry, I'm just trying to understand. Was his issue that your child was on the iPad or that the noise of it?
No, number one, it was the noise of it. And number two, it was the fact that she was actually on the phone and not having
that's
a conversation.
A that's none of his business if...
Absolutely. That's the kind of thing we deal with.
If the noise was blasting, I could kind of understand to some extent how, if he didn't understand that she had additional needs, how he could be frustrated. But the fact that your child is on it is none of his business. How you parent is none of his business.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. Like, people were judging... Barely giving his child a phone and the volume of it. Like, it's absolutely none of anyone's business.
Okay, but if you're sitting on a bus.
People play music all the time on buses.
And people blast them out of it the whole time. And they shouldn't do it. I think it's rude to be on a bus. And it's really annoying. The odd time I'm on a bus and there's somebody there blasting the music out or YouTube videos, I'm like, put in your fucking headphones. I don't want to hear what you're listening to. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Now, what I know if the person has sensory issues?
I understand, but not
all
of them
understand.
Do. Not all of them do.
How do you know that though? If you're looking at someone,
if you're paying, if you're in a nice restaurant and you're paying good
this
money,
this wasn't
for
a nice restaurant. It was just a pizzeria. It was a pizzeria.
But what I'm saying is, Jeremy, you could have turned it down. Your child doesn't have additional needs.
No, I didn't. No, she doesn't. But I couldn't turn it down because she says I can't hear it, Daddy. I'm not going to.
So everybody
upset
else
her.
Can go fuck themselves.
But it's no
exactly. Deal.
And listen to Peppa Pig.
Exactly, because do you know what? We're also entitled to enjoy our meal.
People around you, yeah, but so
our children are entitled to enjoy the meals.
Yes, absolutely. Nobody's saying they can't, but compromise. No disrespect, but this isn't about children with additional needs or special needs.
It could be if my child has them.
But the point is, Jeremy, she doesn't.
But not all disabilities are visible.
Yes.
But Jeremy knows his child doesn't. You could have told your daughter, you can have the phone, but there are people around us who are trying to have a chat with each other, so we're going to have it at this volume. If you cannot take the phone being at this volume, then I'm going to take it off you. There's your choice.
Okay, but what's the difference between me and Jill? Because I said, Jill, you've been to restaurants. People do not know that you're your child.
To look at my daughter, you wouldn't think she had additional needs, but she does. I mean, as I said, not all disabilities are visible.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate that people sitting around wouldn't know. That's absolutely unfortunate that people wouldn't know. But at the same time, I do think that people have a right to in a restaurant, regardless of what the rest. Okay, McDonald's or whatever, if there was a play centre, that's different.
So what's the difference between McDonald's and a pizzeria?
A pizzeria is a place where McDonald's is generally a children's restaurant.
It's
a
full of sorry, Jill, would you agree that McDonald's is full of adults? Yeah, it's full of...
Well, you go to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant and expect it. No, but, you know, you go to McDonald's, you go to a pizzeria. Yeah.
Okay, but what's wrong with Jeremy called her Karen? She turned around and she just said, would you mind turning that down? I mean, am I on my own here about it just being a thing of respect?
But she had no respect for Jeremy's daughter when she asked.
But she wasn't. Oh my God! She's allowed to have a meal without her noise being polluted by Peppa Pig or Anya and Elsia.
Yeah, she's entitled to have her meal, but she's not entitled to express an opinion to someone who doesn't want it.
And okay, Jeremy, sorry. Okay, well then, if that's the train of thought we're going to go with, Jeremy, on the bus a couple of years ago, there was a load of teens using bad language. You on this podcast turned around and said, "Sorry, can you stop using bad language? I have kids with me on the bus."
Yeah.
Why do you get to tell people what to do? Why, when the circumstances change, and this is the truth of God, I'll pull this podcast up.
Sure, you don't have to. I remember. Yeah.
So what's the difference?
What are you saying? I remember.
Why do you get to tell other people how to speak and how to behave in public if nobody's allowed to do it to you?
Because I won't let someone use bad language in front of children. Would you agree, Jill? That's a completely different...
Absolutely. It's completely different playing
a
video.
No, it's not. It's dictating. It doesn't matter regardless what the circumstances are. You're dictating what other people can do in a public space.
So hang on, Katie. If you were in a restaurant then... this evening, say you're in Eddie Rockets and in the booth beside you had your two kids with you, and in the booth beside you there were teenagers or whatever, and they were talking filthy sexual talk.
I would move.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would move.
No, you wouldn't.
But even if I did turn around and say, sorry, can you stop, I'm also the same person that's saying it's okay to say sorry, that's in my ear, would you mind turning it down a little bit? I just don't understand. Nobody's telling your... if she turned around and she was like, can you put that iPad away, your daughter should not be watching iPad. iPads here, then it would be different. All she's asking you to do is take it down, and you're going off on one because you're entitled. And shoe on the other foot, years ago, particularly before you had kids, you would have been exactly the same.
People change.
A bit of respect. Compromise.
Jill, stay there for a second. You're going to be interested with what Jess has to say.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Oh, are you going to throw that card of, you don't have kids, so no. Why should it bother you?
No, I didn't say, why are you saying I'm going to say something when
I didn't
even say it?
Probably, this conversation probably does because more you know relate it is, to
Jeremy,
other people
you know
with
what
no kids.
I've learned?
Oh, go on.
No, Katie, do you know what I've learned over the last probably, 15 minutes? I've learned, that, especially with this conversation, it's Jeremy's world and we're all just living in it.
No, that's actually that's actually not...
If I was sitting next to you, Blair and Grey's Anatomy, you'd be telling me to turn it down. So why is it any different if we're asking you to quiet down Frozen or Louie or whatever it is the kid is watching?
I'm sorry, do you need to watch Grey's Anatomy when you're in a restaurant to keep you calm? I mean, do you have attention deficit disorder? Do you have this? Have you got something going on that you need to watch TV to keep you calm? First of all, you're not 3 years of age, Jess. You're a grown adult.
If I wanted to watch something on my phone, if I'm in a restaurant, I'm going to put on my headphones. I'm not going to have it blaring or loud enough next to the person who can hear it.
Okay, because you're a grown woman. You're a grown woman. You're not a three-year-old child. Are you literally comparing your situation to a three-year-old situation?
It was on the other foot and it was me doing it. You'd be telling me, can you quiet it down? So why is it any different?
Because you're an adult, for God's sake.
Hang on. If I was having a meal beside you and I put
Katie,
on...
Katie, you understand where I'm coming from. Yeah, please tell me you understand.
If I was sitting beside you, Jeremy, in a restaurant and I started blasting Rihanna or something out of my phone, you would turn around to me and say, sorry, would you mind turning that music
100%.
down? 100%. Yes. So... I'm sorry, what the context of the music? Everybody has the right, if that's the case, if your kid has the right to, then so your kid is the only person in the restaurant who's allowed to pollute everybody's noise.
Because it's Queen Dixon's world, the world is living in it.
No, that's not, are you literally,
smell of it off you.
Are you literally comparing your situation, Jess, to that of a three-year-old? So when you're in a restaurant, you start acting up and screaming and shouting, do you?
Obviously not, but what is wrong with, as Katie said, saying you can have it quiet or not at all?
Not even the sound off, just at a reasonable volume.
It wasn't blaring.
Well, if they could hear it enough to say, listen, will you turn it down? I'm just saying, not everybody likes kids. Not everybody wants to hear kids' programs. It's just about respect and compromise. If it's okay for your daughter to blast something on her phone because she's this and that and she's three and whatever, then if I want to put on 50 Cent, then I'm going to blast 50 Cent down my phone. What's the difference? No, but what's the difference?
Okay, you blast 50 Cent like it's 1994. Yeah, but Jess, let me ask you a question. And what about children with additional needs?
That's different.
Okay, so it's different. Okay, so you're talking about privileges then, and now you're saying...
Because they have needs, Jeremy. Does your child, you've openly said, doesn't. So why are you trying to play that card?
Why are you comparing yourself to a three-year-old? Because it just makes you sound pathetic.
Jeremy, here's a text that just came in. Actually, it's a great question. Jess, you're going to love this. Can you ask Jeremy? This is from Sean. This is a great question, Sean. Thank you very much
for your
message.
Very brave.
No, maybe he's in work and he can. No, it's a great question. If he was in a restaurant beside a young child and said child shit in its nappy and was left sitting there, the smell covers the whole restaurant and the parents don't react. When asked to do something about it, the parents tell them to fuck off. How would you feel? Would you sit there with a child in a shitty nappy? The smell polluting your lovely pizzeria smell.
Okay, on today, and on today's edition of Let's Compare Things That Are Not Comparable, that is not comparable at all. That is not comparable at all. The idea, okay, this Karen that was sitting opposite me, had two options here. She had the option of either me playing that Anya and Elsie thing on my phone for my daughter and everything was calm. Or not playing it for her, and my daughter starts screaming.
Do you know what we do?
When
our kids get like to that point that, you know, they're bored and we've been there. No, Jesus, no. You don't medicate your child to calm them. You leave. Your kid is bored. You leave. You don't sit there mulling it over and enjoying every last bit of taste of your food. You eat and you go because your child is a baby and she's bored.
Okay, so just walk out of the restaurant and pay for the food that you...
That's what people with young kids usually do. They dash and...
So, Jesse...
Why did that lady have had to leave?
Yeah.
Nobody asked. Hang on a second. Nobody asked her to leave. I didn't say get up and leave. I didn't get... I just ignored her.
Yeah, but you're having that attitude of, well, if she doesn't like it, she can leave.
No, if she doesn't like it, she can go to a restaurant that bans children, if there is such a restaurant, like these fuckers that go to that go on holidays. If you go on
These fuckers that go on holidays, why are they
and
fuckers?
And do they go to adult-only resorts?
Why are they fuckers?
Oh, see, no problem with it at all. If you want to go to an adult-only resort,
they're fuckers because they don't want to be around your
kids.
But
a pizzeria is not an adult-only resort. Darren, I'm really annoyed now. Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Hello there.
How are you?
Excellent. Come here, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What gives you the sense of entitlement just because you have kids?
What sense of entitlement have you heard?
You said there in the rant, what a way to treat someone with kids. What does it make a difference if you have kids or not? So if I was there and had no kids, it's all right to treat me like shit, is it?
No, but if you go to a pizzeria on a Friday at 5 o'clock, let me ask you this question. Is it fair to say that you'd expect children to be in this restaurant if you go to a pizzeria at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be expecting children to be watching and blaring videos beside me in the table. I wouldn't like it if it was an adult. I'd say it to an adult, never mind a child.
Oh, no, she didn't say it to my daughter. She said it. The Karen said it to me. Why would it bother you that much? Is it any different?
Yeah, this is exactly the thing that you would have moaned about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
Exactly the thing you would have moaned about 10 years ago.
People change. So you can't change your opinion, Darren. You can't change your opinion.
You have this opinion that because
well, you're
of
the one saying,
everybody
your
has
opinion.
To embrace
so
them.
You
Some
can't change your.
It.
So hang on, Darren. Because your circumstances change, you can't change your opinion on something.
You were the first person to give out to someone if they change their opinion.
Well, obviously not. No, people change their opinions all the time.
Oh, you're allowed to change their opinion.
What is the difference, Darren, between the people sitting opposite my table having to listen to some YouTube channel and two people speaking really loudly? Say you were out with your mates, Darren. You're quite a loud person. Your voice is quite loud.
Yeah.
That could be equally as annoying sitting beside you.
Well, they can say it to me. I'm not that loud where it would be distracting people and annoying people.
Well, you could
it's
be.
Very annoying.
You could be sitting in your restaurant going, MAGA, 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 we love Trump, we love Trump. That's just as annoying as a YouTube video.
But he has the right to do it if your kid has the right to listen to
his. I have every right to do that.
Yeah, if your kid has the right to listen to her YouTube video, if that's what Darren wants to do, it's a public space. We're all at. We're all.
I'm Jeremy. I can guarantee you, right? If that was, let's say that was just a normal couple with no kids at the table and the two of them were on their phones, you'd be on this podcast this morning giving out about a couple out for a feed and the two of them on their phones. You'd be the first person to give out about that.
Yeah, and what's the difference, Darren?
Oh, the difference is they're adults.
The difference is they're adults.
So
adults.
Because they're kids, they can do what they want. Anthony Nolan says Trump is a horrible man. Thanks for that, Anthony.
Anya's on the other line. Anya, what do you make of what Darren is saying there? Are you saying, Darren, children should not be allowed to watch videos in restaurants that cater for kids, yeah?
No, just don't have it really loud where everyone can hear it.
He didn't have it really loud, Darren. He didn't have it really loud. He had a set volume so his daughter... Was it your daughter?
I'm telling you, it wasn't full volume on my. It was 3/4 volume on my phone. That's
but
what it was
loud
up to.
Enough for them to have their noise polluted that they asked you. And Jeremy, hang on a second. All they did was say, "Sorry, could you turn it down?" What is wrong with that?
I'd say they can hear the grass grow as well with their sensitive hearing.
What I would have done if someone turned around to me and said, "Sorry, can you turn that down?"
You'd be bitching about it on this podcast.
I wouldn't.
Listen to what Anya.
You're the same person I've heard. It's blasting asylum seekers, and then in the next podcast saying that everybody should be.
You
let
would,
in.
You
so
would,
you
know,
where you stand on anything.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is a woman contradicts herself regularly. Anya, you're 100% correct.
Don't call for Anya for backup because that woman doesn't even know her own name.
You are
100%.
You're 100% correct. You're 100%
correct. She contradicts herself regularly on this podcast, so I will not be told by Anya that I'm anything. If somebody asked me, no, do you know what the thing is? I wouldn't have had it that loud to infiltrate somebody's noise space.
Infiltrate their noise space.
Yes. Oh, people are entitled to go for a meal without having to listen to Anya and Elsa on your daughter's phone.
Anya, can I say one thing to you?
And Jeremy, how to parent his child at 2 minutes ago.
Anya, can I tell you, can I say one thing to you, Anya?
Yeah, of course
you can. You are spot on.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Well, so we've taken a few headache tablets during that break, and we've all calmed down. Haven't we calmed down? Oh, yeah. God, she hasn't.
I just have to laugh at all.
Yeah, you move on, move.
I went a bit too far saying Anya doesn't know her own name sometimes, but like, look.
Well, that is mean. She does. Anya's a lovely person.
Yeah, Anya's a lovely person, I am sure, but she does. I have heard her on this show to the point that I've texted Adrian before when she's on and been like, that's not what she said a few weeks ago. Completely contradictory to the point that I'm in. No, but does changing your opinion, like as time goes on, does changing your opinion like your knickers?
Okay, but anyway, it's not about Anya, it's not about you, Katie, and how you've changed your opinion since you had. We all change our opinions since we've had kids. Anyway, Anya, I actually agree with you.
Of course you do.
I think if anybody dared to question any of Katie's parenting skills,
I'm far from the perfect parent. I am far from the perfect parent, but you know what I do have? I have respect for other people around me. I don't believe that because my kids are there, they should own the world and everybody should embrace my children. I'm not that kind of parent.
Dara, what do you want to say on this?
But I think, like, for you, Jeremy, what this all comes down to, I'm not trying to psychologically analyse you again, but every experience you seem to have when you're out and about involves, like, people in car parks, you always seem to have some drama, and I do think it comes down to your strange sense of entitlement. And it seems to be a theme in your life.
Yeah, definitely.
So surely... Hang on, I'm speaking to Dara.
Don't talk to me like that.
Does the sense of entitlement not come from the woman, the Karen, who made the complaint in the first place? Is she not having a sense of entitlement, as in she was...
By your own admission, the moment said, sorry, would you mind turning this down a bit? That sounded quite polite, rather than making a demand of you. Whereas I feel like your response was entitled. Whereas I think, like, of course we've all been in that situation with kids. Okay, but like, I'd be mortified. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realise. Because sometimes as parents, we don't realise how loud the background noise can be of these devices, you know. And if someone called you out, I would apologise out of common, like, cursing with Beth and be like, Jesus, I'm so sorry, of course.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Dara. So you're in a restaurant with your daughter. Yeah, your daughter is what, 8 or 9, is she?
7.
Oh, she's 7, okay. And... you're at the restaurant table with your daughter, and your daughter is drinking Coke because you gave her a glass of Coke, and the people at the table next say, Jesus, that girl's very young to be drinking Coke. Should she really be drinking fizzy drinks? Would you have a problem with them passing comment on that?
Well, again, this is very different because it's
not a noise complaint.
I would say thank you for your opinion, but it's actually none of your business.
Ah, okay. So it's none of their business how you parent your children.
Because it's not interfering with their lives. Where the noise pollution complaint is very different because it's disturbing their meal.
Okay, noise
pollution. Her drinking Coke isn't directly affecting their meal.
Okay, noise pollution. It's not a 747 plane in there. It wasn't noise pollution. It wasn't drowning out the.
It was obviously annoying for them to say something.
Yeah.
You know, if it was interfering with their meal, they wouldn't say it if it was something ridiculous that they could barely hear. Why would they say that? They wouldn't.
No,
generally people, especially Irish people, they're not quick to give out or complain. We're very like, oh yeah, sure, it's fine, no problem. But if someone actually wanted someone to complain, it was because it actually was bothering them. So maybe you just are totally like oblivious because you're used to having young kids and you're used to the noise of those devices. But if someone politely asks you to turn something down, I don't understand what the respect thing is to not be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that it was loud. I get it's annoying, and it's annoying when you're trying to go out with kids. I've been there. But like, you don't have to react the way you reacted. And you've had similar issues where you've had people giving out to you in car parks or vice versa. You've gone out... And it all comes down to like some sort of weird entitlement where I don't know where it comes from.
I know it's not entitlement. I just don't take shit.
Abusing the fuck out of me. Anya, I have heard you contradicting yourself.
Oh, yeah, this is about Anya. We've moved on.
I'm going back
deal
to that.
Deal with it off air. We're dealing with this at the moment. The point I tried to make...
Contradictions on air.
Okay, we all make contradictions in there. The point I'm trying to make is, Dara, you... parents, the one thing about parents, Dara, and I'm sure you know this as well, yeah? Is that parents hate being told what to do by other people. Would you agree on that?
Of course, but this wasn't telling you that you're a bad parent. It was asking you politely that something, a separate issue is causing them disturbance. They're not saying she shouldn't be on the phone, turn that off, telling you that you're not parenting. Well, maybe you took it as a defensive thing, but it sounded like it was actually just something that was bothering them. and you didn't have to take it as like an insult to you, or like anything to do with your parenting.
Okay, if this happened in a McDonald's, yeah?
Yeah.
So the exact same scenario, and it was McDonald's, would you have an issue with that?
What do you mean if someone came over? So forget
about that this happened in a pizzeria. Supposing this happened in McDonald's on Friday.
It doesn't matter. For me, it doesn't matter where it happens. If someone is telling me that I'm bothering them because of the noise, I would politely say, yes, I'll turn it down. I wouldn't be defensive.
Why be so defensive about it?
Okay, supposing it was at a kids' movie in the cinema and kids were screaming at the kids. Supposing you were at the Sonic movie or whatever the case may be.
I'm just saying, if you're bothering someone and they're asking you nicely to turn the volume down on something, doesn't matter where you are.
But no, if you go to Dara, if you go to a kids' movie, that's predominantly aimed at kids, yeah, you should expect, and I'm sure Casey.
But that's not comparable to a pizzeria that is not predominantly aimed at kids. It's a place where adults go to eat as well. It's not aimed, so it's completely like not a comparison.
Like somebody asked you politely to turn it down. Why make a big deal out of it? Just say, okay, I'm sorry about that.
Because I won't be told what to do.
There it is, entitlement again.
You just can't get over the hump that you have.
Yeah.
No.
But also, Jeremy, if your kids are at the age where you know that they might get bored, right? Why not get a pair of headphones to your phone so you're not disturbing other people? If you're clearly they're not old enough to go out and not get bored at a certain point,
I just said, Dara, it was an impromptu visit. We didn't pack headphones.
Having respect for people around you? What about having respect?
But then if you didn't pack headphones, you can't have your cake and eat it. If you didn't have headphones, then you can turn it down a little bit if you're bothering someone.
Dara, how many kids have you got? You've won, yes?
Yeah, but my one wasn't causing disturbance like your one.
Wait! Did you have? She wasn't causing disturbance. Wait! Did you have three or four or something like your tourniquet?
The fact is, it doesn't matter that you're three or four. You had one child that was causing disturbance. Yeah.
Disturbance,
not three or four.
Disturbance.
It's irrelevant that you have three kids. Don't try and make it. It's life so hard because I have multiple kids. I'm trying to eat out. If you can't eat out with all your kids, then don't eat out.
My God, I hope. I'm sitting beside you at the next restaurant I'm in, Dara. I hope I am.
I do too. I hope you are too. I dare you to come over to me.
Oh, going to be murder. Here's Eddie. Let's have a listen to what Eddie has to say. Sorry, Eddie is... There you are, Eddie.
Jeremy just doesn't want compromise, wants everything his way. If that was me, and I'm out with my kid, and the person next door says to me, can you lower that down? I'd say, yeah, sorry about that. Very sorry for interrupting your experience. I'd say to my kid, can you lower that down slightly here? And my kid played up. I picked him up and fucking leave the place. Teach them a lesson.
Okay, very little sympathy coming in for me today, it seems. And I stick by what I said. And anybody giving out has obviously never been in that situation where you have a child. And Kate, you've told me before, I don't know which one of your children, but can be quite lively when you go out. Hard to control.
One of mine?
Yeah. Or are they easy to control? They never have meltdowns?
No, she hasn't had a meltdown. She gets bored, but we'd leave. She's not out of control.
No, I didn't say out of control.
I don't have the sense that because it's my, you know, my child, everybody else has to endure. I'm sorry, you're out paying for a meal. You're entitled to...
When you go out and pay for a meal, so everybody listening to this, when you go out to pay for a meal, you're entitled to silence. Is that what you're saying? Silence.
No, Jeremy, but what I'm saying is they asked you nicely to turn it down. God. You got defensive because how dare somebody question me and my child?
No, she didn't ask me nicely.
What you said was she asked.
She said it in a smart way. It wasn't nice. She said it in a smart way.
As for the thing about, you know, she's Karen. She asked you in a nice way. You said at the start that she asked you.
I didn't use the word in a nice way. Remind the podcast.
No, but you said, sorry, can you turn that down? That's a nice way to me. That's a pleasant way of asking someone to turn it down.
It's a nice way to me. Thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Hope you enjoyed it. Just beware that if you are going out to a place that caters for children, be aware that kids do make noise. I know.
And Jeremy's kids will be allowed to do what they want and you can suck it up, buttercup.
Oh, no, I do. No, sorry. I do hate that. In another restaurant I was in a couple of weeks ago, there were kids running up and down the aisles.
Kids. That's none of your business. They're kids. They're bored.
Well, no, they could get some soup spilled on them.
Yeah, but they're kids. kids, Jeremy.
Okay, myself and Katie will continue this argument off air for the next 2 hours. Don't forget, if you want to subscribe and you'll never miss another edition of Opinions Matter, just hit subscribe and follow on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will have another lively Opinions Matter debate coming up.
And it's Jeremy's world and we all live in it. Just remember that.
Just remember. Talk to you on the next one.